Refreshed, not refleshed. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you all look different now. We can see differently. And we all sense a different presence and atmosphere. It's wonderful. In His presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? Amen. How many of y'all know we're in the last days? Amen. If you don't, you know now. Amen. We're in the last minutes, man. Let me tell you, things are happening. It's wonderful. It's glorious. How many of y'all going through it? Don't raise your hands. Everyone say, I'm going through it. Praise God. That means you won't be stuck there. How about mastering your situation? Amen? Amen. We don't want to manage it. We want to master it. Well, the only way to master is to follow the one who masters everything. Amen. Ephesians 6. Third level, right? Third level of death. Mastering your situation. We all have a situation. In verse 10. Ephesians 6:10, let's speak it. Finally, it's almost like the Lord saying, man, they finally got it. Finally. Finally. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Everyone, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might, be strong in His power, presence, and truth. Amen? That's called the anointing. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, trickeries of the devil. So we're to be strong in His power, presence, and truth to resist and overcome all life issues, attacks of evil, and self-imposed situations. Hello. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, your boss, your pastor, your neighbors, your spouses. Amen? That's not who you fight against. You fight against those that influence them. Amen? Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Not just part of it, but the whole armor. You won't go out there with your pants down, right? Amen. You'll trip over them. And you have to put on the belt of truth. They'll become one of those that wear their pants and they show their Under Armour. Hallelujah. For we do not, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. How many of y'all know that we are in the evil days? Things aren't getting better, they're worse. More demonic activities being released from hell because mankind is drawing them out because of the things that they do. The world right now is being ruled under artificial intelligence. You know? Look at what's going on through internet, through whatever. We talked about this already. That's where the image of the beast will finally come through. People begin to worship artificial intelligence and not even know it. In 1 John chapter 2. So you got to be strong in His power, presence, and truth, right? So that you can at least resist and overcome. Welcome to the earth. It's the soap opera of As the World Burns. First John chapter 2 and verse 12. Let's speak it together. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. And I've written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. So you are strong in the power of his might. Amen. You're strong in his presence, his power and truth. And the word of God abides in us. In other words, we allow his word to rule in us. It's what allows me and you to overcome the wicked one or his wicked schemes. How many of y'all know he plans every day? He's got a trap for you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths. He knows everything about you. But he cannot overcome Christ. Only in the anointing can you overcome. Only in the anointing can you outwit him. Only in the anointing can you see him coming. And you will know the traps. Amen? Yeah. So to be strong, you must be consistent. Everyone say consistent. If you were in the water that was over your head and you stopped swimming, something would happen. You may drown. That's when the Lord asked Noah, how long can you tread water, Noah? Noah said, okay, I'll obey. How big you want that boat? Romans chapter 8. So you must be... be what? Consistent. Not compromised, not complacent, not lazy, not stubborn, not rebellious, and not being led by how you feel. And don't get involved in the butt ministry. But. Amen? Those are called mopeds. Me are rice burners. Harleys are come out. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28. Would you speak it with me, please? And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Hello? All things are going to work good to the good. That work means cooperation. Without you, it says that we must work out our own salvation. That means you must cooperate. Remember, this is the matrix. The only way out of the maze is to cooperate with the one that gets you out. Verse 29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen and is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Isn't it wonderful? Jesus is praying for me and you. Praise God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, or your situations? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, all situations will work to the good. What's the take? Consistency, which means cooperation. Amen? We are more than conquerors. A conqueror is the area of level of mastery. So if you want to master your situation, that means you will conquer it. Psalm 34. So if you're in a financial situation, has God a plan? God got a plan, a way of escape. Always. It's just too many times we get on the wrong train. Psalm 34. In verse 4. Let's speak it. I sought the Lord. I did what? I sought the Lord. Is that the same as seek? Amen. I sought the Lord and he what? So he didn't heard me until I sought him. And then what did he do? He delivered me from all my fears. Now let me ask you a strange question. Is your situation always associated with fear? Oh, snap. So I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. All situations will work to the good. First, you got to seek the Lord. So the first thing he's going to do is deliver you from what? Fear. Do you notice that when you're afraid or there's fear or there's anxiety, stress, and all, you can't hear. And you'll do everything else but what God told you, hoping that you get bingo. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked at him, were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles, which are also situations. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who reverence, honor, and respect or fear the Lord and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who does what? Trust in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no lack, no want to those who what? Reverence him and fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Again, sought the Lord to be delivered from fear so you can master your situation. Everybody got it? Because if fear is still connected to your situation, you will not be able to master it. You may try to manage it, but it will constantly repeat. Matthew 6. To master is to conquer. Matthew 6:31. Therefore, do not worry, but be happy. Saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. How many of you know God knows it all? It's amazing how many times we don't think he does. I got this, Lord. You know, I know. No, it's not how it works. But seek. Everyone say seek. First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day of its own troubles. Don't worry. Don't fear. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's why it says first. Amen. And his righteousness, which is associated with his counsel, his direction, and his way of a righteous response. That's what he's asking us to seek. It says, seek ye the kingdom. In other words, his integrity, how God, how Jesus would respond, not according to the way we would. And then all things will be added. Because if you react, being involved in fear, you're going to sow in the flesh and you're going to reap corruption. Philippians 4. And you'll end up riding a moped. But. Philippians 4. In verse 6, is everybody there? Amen. Be anxious for everything. Be anxious for what? Nothing. Is anxiousness fear? Yeah. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In other words, during your situation, the enemy is going to attempt to push you. Come on, you need to do this. Next thing you know, your bank account's emptied because you've tried everything. The enemy will push you. But the Lord says, pray, give me. Lay your requests before me. Why? Because once you get rid of that fear, peace will come and so will understanding. Does everybody get it? Finally, verse 8, brethren, whatever things are what? True. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, report. If there's any virtue and if there's anything worth praise, praiseworthy, meditate on these things. In other words, refocus. Refocus. Don't get caught up in the situation. Step out of it so that you can see it all the way through. Because when you're caught up in a situation, one of the things the enemy does is build a wall around you so you can't see out. And the only thing you're doing is looking at everything about you. And then it's like, what about me? Amen? Don't be anxious. Refocus on the Lord and his promises. Isaiah 26:3. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. Isaiah 26. In verse 3. We'll need to speak this together. Is everybody there? Amen. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings down to the dust. The foot shall tread on it, the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. In other words, perfect peace is released to those whose minds are set on the Lord. So during your circumstance, the enemy is going to try to bring such distraction, such discomfort, such anxiety, such worry. And the longer he keeps you in it, the more you sow to the flesh. And then the more you reap. Amen? Perfect peace to him who sets his mind. Refocus. Matthew 26. Matthew 26. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to start to happen. And there's going to be a lot of situations that is going to occur. And one of the things you don't want to do is get caught up in other people's situations. Amen? That's where the word talks about don't be a busybody. Verse 43. It says, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again and prayed the what? Third time. Saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is going to be being betrayed in the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. See, the other ones didn't see the betrayer. He did. He said something powerful here. He went and the word says he prayed three times. Again, he had to go at three times to master the situation, so he'd go to the cross. So many times people will pray once and give up. Or they may pray twice. But not many times do they go three times until they may connect. And then the enemy, the betrayer, comes and misleads us again. And we do not overcome, we don't conquer our situation. We try to manage it, put a Band-Aid on it, finance it, do whatever we got to do for the situation instead of conquering it. He said he prayed three times so he could master a situation. Many pray once and go carnal. Some of them pray twice and go carnal. But I'm telling you, if you pray three times, you'll press in and you'll touch, make connect, then it's released. 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5. Oh, happy days. Mastering your situation. And verse 6, please. 1 Peter 5, verse 6, let's speak it. Therefore do what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting your what? Your care upon him, for he cares for you. In other words, you need to make an exchange. So many times we lose sight because we're not refocused, and we start trying to fix it instead of give it. It says, be sober and be vigilant, right? Be alert and be consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about with a big mouth, seeking whom he may mislead. Does everybody get that? It says, resist them steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you ain't the only one going through it. Cast your care, submit your care, release it into the hands of the Lord, and He will return it with an answer. Proverbs 1. You know, the word says, depart from evil. Sometimes when a circumstance is so circumstanced, you just have to walk away from it. You know, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know what's up. But right now, the only way I can conquer this circumstance is to walk away before I blow it up, mess it up. And then when you walk away from it, many times you start cutting loose from its emotional attachments, especially with people, because there's usually an offense or a circumstance in a relationship, whatever. Man, don't try and fix it. Because if you try to fix it out of God's time, it's going to come back on you. The enemy tries to push. No. Walk away. Hashtag walk away. Until that peace comes, you cast it to the Lord, you give it to Him. Why? Because you will conquer the situation. Everybody got it? You will conquer it. But one of the things you got to do is get reconnected, get rid of that fear, get reconnected so that you can hear clearly of what to do. And many times God brings it to you on a silver platter. Preferably gold, but silver will do. An answer is an answer, right? Hallelujah. What did I say to go? Proverbs? Proverbs 1. Praise God. You know, sometimes we have a hard time walking away. In verse 2. And many times we have a hard time walking away because we want to prove ourselves. To know wisdom and instruction. Oh, am I in the right place? Yeah, verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Now, we're to apply wisdom and knowledge from above in understanding and discernment from above, not according to the world's way, but what God says. So we must hear and apply. When we do that, we begin to learn more and more and more. Most of the time, we learn by our mistakes. Amen? We should all be geniuses by now. We apply our victories of our experiences to the present day things. But we're to shun evil counsel. Walk away from those things. You know, many times we have a tendency to call someone. Hello? People run to the phone instead of the throne. But if you walk away, now I'm not saying God won't tell you to call someone, because He can. And you can have the answer. But many times people play Russian roulette phone. Same thing with the Bible. Okay, I'll just open it here. But if we'll truly walk away, if we'll truly connect, if we'll truly cast it, if we'll truly get rid of the fear, you know that it's going to come. It's the area of enduring till it comes. I mean, God is God, isn't he? So if he created you and he created everything in the world, is there anything that he can't do? No. You know, there's always ripple effects in the area in our situations. One of the things he always wants to know is, do you still trust him? And what is the level of your trust? In 1 Corinthians 14. Mastering your situation. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Somebody there? Speak it. Pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to who? To God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. How many of y'all know a mystery can be an answer? Amen. So one of the things you want to do is pray in the spirit. Let the Holy Spirit make connection through you. You pray in tongues. God will release what needs to be released. For he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. But he who speaks in tongues edifies himself. But he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues. But even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues. Unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. So prophecy actually is interpretation of tongues. So when you begin to pray in the Spirit, God is going to release to you what it is for the answer. Is everybody okay? Praying in tongues and receive mystery of direction. And Luke 9. Mastering your situation. Believe me, if you told me right now you don't have a situation, you're going to have a big one. I ain't got no situation. Hallelujah. Luke 9:18. And it happened as Jesus was alone praying that his disciples joined him, and he asked them, saying, who do the crowd say that I am? So they answered and said, John the Baptist, but some Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets that has risen again. And he said to him, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said, the Christ of God, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, the Son of Man must suffer. Everyone say suffer. Many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised the third day. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him do what? Deny himself, take up his cross or take up the sword and fight, and then what? Then follow me, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Again, one of the things he was saying is, look it, you need to get out of the way. Get out of the way. Jesus explained, he said, look it, I'm going to suffer, I'm going to get killed, and I'm going to be raised. Welcome to the earth. You'll be suffered, you'll be killed, and you'll be raised. Deny yourself, fight, follow. Stop looking at you. But the cause, spiritual cause, is what we are seeking also. We want to know what the unseen influence is how we got in this situation. Don't allow your situation, pain, or suffering to mislead you. In other words, emotional. How many of y'all know the pain of emotion misleads many people, causes them to do strange things? It will put you right out of God's timing. In Romans 5. And don't let the enemy tell you that God is rejecting you. Amen? And don't fall in the blame game. Take responsibility for your mistake, your wrong decision, whatever it may be. Take responsibility. And if you do and you're honest, how many of y'all know honesty is the key? Being honest with yourself and being honest with God. You know, that's when you go to him, Lord, you know, I really blew it. I'm sorry. Can you kind of like fix my mistake, please? You know, if I go try to fix it, I'm just going to make it worse. So you get honest before him. God, have mercy on me. You need to do something before I kill somebody. Romans 5. Hallelujah. In verse 1. There having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Remember, grace is not unmerited favor. It's unmerited love. Amen. Grace is God's plan to what? Escape. So we need to connect with God's plan so we can get the heck out of there. And not only that, but we also glory in what? Tribulations. How many of you glory in tribulations? Don't lie. How many of y'all love to suffer? Yes! We love to suffer. Why? Because it brings perfection, right? And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, which is endurance. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love towards us, and that while we were idiots, we're still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now just been justified by his blood, we also are saved from the wrath through him. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So in this arena, I know this is hard sometimes. That's why it says, count it all joys, you go through trials and tribulations. It says, glory in sufferings. That's mastering your situation. Your situational pain is a suffering. Know that it's going to work to the good. All right, man, this is cool. You know, in this, you're being challenged. You're being challenged. So again, you have to go back and say, what a challenge. It gives you an opportunity. This is a test from heaven, from the Eternal Broadcasting Company. Glory in your sufferings, mastering your situation, and becoming more and more in the image of Christ, the master, and how he would handle it. We're going to continue to go through it. Believe me, it doesn't stop. You just go from one situation to another. Welcome to the earth. Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5 and verse 5. Let's speak it. So also Christ did not glorify himself. Hello. He denied himself, didn't he? To become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek," who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. So no, all of these things are going to be an area where you're going to be able to learn from it. And God willing, you're not going to go back to it. But you'll see it coming around the next time if you're connected. Having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who what? Obey him. Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. Ooh. Learn obedience by your situational pain. You know, all of these things get burned in memory. Amen? Again, don't do what the pain tells you to do. You can exchange your pain. Exchange it. What I'm telling you, we have a lifetime guarantee. You can exchange anything. And we'll close at 1 Peter chapter 1. You know, so many times people freak out. They begin to freak out on their situation. They become anxious, fearful, and everything else. And they try to change it. They try to do all kinds of stuff and, you know, try to alter it and whatever. And the Lord says, "Why don't you just give it to me? Just give it to me and walk away. And we'll talk about this later." Good idea, Dad. Snap. Why didn't I think of that? Because you weren't listening. You were too caught up in your fear, in your anxiety, in your stress. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials or situations. That the genuineness of your faith, your connection, being much more what? Precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though you now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Go to 13. "Therefore what? Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as your in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. Because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.' And if you call on the Father who is without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of stay here in what? Fear. fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. Since you have purified your souls in doing what? Obeying, cooperating the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is grass, all glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed as you prepare us in how to handle and conquer, overcome our situations. You are faithful to complete what you started. Let us follow the steps of Christ in every area as the master of all masters, that we may master everything else in your image and likeness of every attack and flood and circumstance and situation that comes against us, for your glory, honor, and praise, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory.